Today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're already holding on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. We're just a few lines in. We are at the two dots. So says the Gemara, what about a person who does two shkagos in one period of forgetfulness, and he realizes he realizes what he had done, but not at the same time. He only realizes ze achar ze itmar. So the statement was made as follows: Ochel shnei zeisei chelev behelim echad. Person ate two kazesim of chelev in one period of forgetfulness. He forgot that chelev is asur. He didn't realize that this is chelev. V'nodelo al rishon v'chazer v'nodelo al sheni. And then he finds out that he had eaten one kazesim of chelev after he ate both of them, and then he finds out that he ate a second kazesim of chelev. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv to chataos, because as soon as he realized that he ate the first kazayis of chaylev, he became chayiv in a carbon chatos. The second chayiv chatos only kicks in when he discovers that he ate the second kazayis of chaylev. Reish Lakish amar in chayiv elachas. Reish Lakish says no, he's only chayiv once, because the yediya alone is not going to divide the chataos, and it's as if he found out at the same time that he ate both of them. So he only brings one carbon chatos for the single ha'elim. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv al chataso vehevi. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv twice, because the pasuk says al chataso and vehevi. So al chataso vehevi sounds that he has to bring carbon chatos for each chat separately. Mishlak shamar patar mechataso v'nislachlo. He says patar because mechataso sounds like that even if he only brought on some of his chatos, he already gets slicha for all of his chatos. So even though he only brought for one, he gets a slicha for both. So the Gemara explains how to be miyashiv, how each one is miyashiv the other one's pasuk. Reish Lakish haksiv al chataso vehevi. What does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk of al chataso vehevi? How la'achar kapara? Reish Lakish will say that pasuk is talking about that he finds out about the achilas second kazayis after he already brought the chatas for the first kazayis. So then certainly he's going to have to bring a second korban chatas, because the chiyuv for the second chatas wasn't generated yet at the time that he brought the first. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the pasuk mechatasov v'nislachlov, which sounds like that even if you only brought a chatas for some of it, you get a kapara for all of it? That's no matter where a guy ate a kazayis and a half, and then he finds out that he ate a kazayis v'chazer v'achol kachatzi zayis achar be'alim eshal sheni, and then while he still didn't realize about the 0.5 kazayis in addition to the original kazayis, he eats another half of a kazayis. So ma'ad l'tem l'tzarfu, I might think that we should be mitzarif the two chatzayisim to each other to be mechayiv him new carbon chatos. Kamash malan. That's why that's telling me mechatoso that's not so. The chatos that he brings on the first kazayis is mechaper on the other kazayis that he had with it as well, and it's not mitzarif with the chatzayis that he eats afterwards. He does not bring an additional carbon chatos. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish argue if you ate shnei zeisei chelev behelim echad and you find out about one kazayis before the other, do they argue in a case where you find out about the achila of the second kazayis before you ever mafresh the korban for the first kazayis? So granted, you don't find out about them at the same time, but you find out about the second one before you ever designate a korban for the first one. So bahapligi, and this is what they argue about, the marsov yedios mechalkos. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's yedias hachet that divides between the different averos, because the yediyah is considered as if he brought a korban, and as soon as he finds out about the achila of the first kazayis, it's considered as if he brought a korban, and it's not going to be mechaper on the second kazayis, which he did not yet know about. So that's why he has to bring shtei chataos. Umar savor, whereas Reish Lakish holds that he's only chayiv one because hafrashos mechalkos. It is the hafrasha of the karban that is mechalik between the averos, but yedia alone is not going to be mechalik between the averos, and therefore, if he knows about the achilas kazayis sheni before he's mafresh the chatos on the kazayis rishon, he brings one chatos for both of them. It's not considered as if he already got a kapara on the rishon when he found out about it. Aval the achara frasha, but if he finds out about the achilas Kazayis Sheni after he's already been mafresh a karban for the Kazayis Rishon, then Modi the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Chayv Shtayim. Even Reish Lakish would agree that you're Chayv Shtayim. Oh, Dilma. So that's all one possibility. Oh, Dilma. Or maybe, the Isyadale La Achara Frasha Pligi. Maybe the whole case of the Machlokas is that he finds out about Achilat Kazayis Sheni after he already was mafresh a karban for Kazayis Rishon. Ubaha Pligi. And this would then be the Machlokas. The Marsava Rabbi Yochanan holds Hafrashos Mechalkos. Hafrasha of a karban is Mechalik between the two different Averos. And when you mafresh a karban for the first Kazayis, before you find out about the second Kazayis, it's not Mechaper on the second Kazayis. So you have to bring two Chataos. Umarsava Reish Lakish holds Kaparos Mechalkos. It's the Kapara of the Chet that's Mechalik between the Averos. And if a person already had a Kapara and then he finds out about the Kazayis Sheni, the Chatos and his Makrav is not Mechaper on the Kazayis Sheni, but being mafresh a karban is not mechalik, and therefore, if he finds out about achilas kazayis sheni before he's makrav chatos on the kazayis rishon, it is going to be mechaper on both of them. Aval kodem afrasha. But if he finds out that he ate the second kazayis before he was even mafresh the karban for the first one, then modulei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish sheinu chayiv elachas. For sure, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that you're only going to be chayiv one karban chatos, because the idea alone is not going to be mechalik without a hafrasha. Odilma, Bemzu Machlokas, or there's a third possibility. Maybe the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is both in the case where you find out about the eating of the second kazayis before your mafresh karban, and in the case where you find out about eating the second kazayis after your mafresh the karban. So maybe the machlokas applies in both cases, and no one is molded to the other one. So Amar Lei, Saravashi says Ravina Mistavra Bein Bazu machlokas. Most Mistavra like your third possibility, that whether he knows about the Kazayis Sheni before he's mafresh a karban on the first one, or whether he finds out about the Kazayis Sheni after he's mafresh a karban on the first one, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will still disagree with each other. Why? Because if you think that their machlokas is only about a case where he finds out about the kazayis sheni before the hafrash of the karban, but if he finds out after the hafrasha, then everyone's going to agree that he's chayv two separate karbanos. Well, then ademokum lekra leachar kapara luk milachar hafrasha. You know, if that were the case, instead of the Gemara saying that Reish Lakish is going to take the pasuk of al chataso vehevi, which sounds like you have to bring two chatos, and say, oh no, that's talking about a case where you only found out after kapara. Why would he say that? Say a bigger chiddush. That's talking about a case where you find out after hafrasha, and still Reish Lakish would say you bring two chatos. Now it must be that it wouldn't work, that after hafrasha Reish Lakish would still maintain it's only one chatos, and that's why we have to make it about la'achar kapara, based on how the Gemara said before, vi'achar hafrasha pligi. And if they're arguing about a case where it's already after the hafrasha, you find out about the second kazayis after the hafrasha of the karban, avol kodem hafrasha modli Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish sheinu chayv elachas. But if you find out about the second kazayis before the hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you're only chayv one chatos. Well, then ademok lekra b'kazayis mechza look mekodem hafrasha. Instead of the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yochanan is going to take the pasuk of mechatoso v'nislachlo, which sounds like you only have to bring one chatos, and say it's talking about this unusual case where you ate a kazayis in half and then discovered that you ate a half, that you ate one kazayis but not the other half, and then you eat another half of kazayis, that's where you only bring one chatos. You could have made it much simpler. You could have said that he discovered the second kazayis before the hafrasha of the karban, where even Rabbi Yochanan would be moda that it's only one karban that he has to bring. So from the fact that the Gemara did not make that ukimta, apparently the Gemara took it as a double pasha, that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would still argue in such a case. Says Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe the Gemara made these ukimtas in these extreme cases because the Gemara wasn't sure what the circumstances of their machlokas was, just like in our Shaila, we weren't sure what the circumstances of the machlokas is. And imtim tzilomar ka'amar, the Gemara was saying it as an imtim tzilomar. Imtim tzilomar kodem afrasha pligiba, if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue in a case where you find out about the second kazayis before your mafresh a karban on the first kezayis, like the first possibility, or like the third possibility of the safek. And even in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan would hold you chayiv shtayim. So then Rabbi Yochanan hechim up with lekrat. The Gemara was asking, then what would Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk? Oh, because I so mechza. So he came up with that idea of kezayis so mechza. V'im timtzilom elachar afrasha pligi. And if you want to say, not that we know this to be a fact, but if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish disagree in the case where you find out about the achil of the second kezayis after your mafresh karban on the first kezayis, and even in such a case, Reish Lakish holds Yechayiv Achas, so Reish Lakish Eichim Mokelel Lekra. Then we're asking, what does Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk? Val Chataso Vehevi, where Rabbi Yochanan derived that you bring two Chatos. Oh, Bilachar Kapara. It must be that it's talking about where you find out about the Echidus Kazai Sheni after you already got your Kapara. But bottom line is, you cannot bring a Raya from how the Gemara describes what each one does with the other one's Pasuk. You cannot bring a Raya to what cases they are necessarily arguing about. It's not going to work as a raya. Okay, so we will stop there. Next time we'll pick up on the bottom of the page 9 Aleph and Beis next time.